This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On this hour of the DJV program, hi, I'm Stu Glassa, and General Fiske is over there, and Kalanga is down in Washington. Victoria
so
Keelan.
Weird.
I know. I'm in one of those places, Jennifer. You've known me for a long time. You know how I get into those places, and why not be in a place, a good place, on Tuesday, November the 6th? Why not? As the guy in the old Steve Allen show used to say, why not? Nobody has a clue. At least Jennifer and Carrie have no clue about who this guy was. If you look up the old, just all you have to do, Carrie, to satisfy yourself, is put in Steve Allen show dash why or / why not. And then you find the audio and you might even regale us with it at some point. So, Victoria is suffering again with this bronchitis, whatever else she has, so she lost her voice. And we'll hold a very good thought for her, because I think that's important. She may have to go to our DJV Health News website to check it out and get answers to how it is that you take a heavy medication and it still doesn't do any good. Maybe it's the wrong medication. Could be. But I wasn't being facetious. Was providing a pretty good public service. That's a pretty very good public service. DJV Health News for any and all of your health news questions, with some pretty good solutions, some pretty good answers at djvhealthnews.com. Meanwhile, Jennifer Horn will bring us up to date. Probably, I'm guessing, without doing a lot of heavy lifting, you would like to start this hour with vote, vote, vote.
Yeah,
vote.
I think that's the story, right? That's Thursday. It's election day.
Yep.
Polls are opening up throughout the country, and the idea is you go out, you vote, you decide whether or not you want to continue on the path that's been laid out by the Trump administration, or are you ready for a change? And that's what a lot of voters are contemplating today. And early voting, from what I've heard from behind-the-scenes sources who are actually running some congressional races here in California, is that the voter turnout is on par with that of a presidential election. There is so much excitement. There is so much enthusiasm and passion to either protect the majority or to vote for change, that people are really, really going out there. And so if there was a good thing from President Trump, whether you like him or not, he's made people certainly more interested in politics, certainly more passionate about becoming involved. And the early voting numbers are backing that up. Now, apparently, 36 million people have already voted early across the
country.
Really? That's a huge number.
Wow. I had no idea the number was that big.
That's being reported by Politico this morning, and they say that these high numbers are very unusual, especially in a midterm election where those are typically kind of off numbers.
Isn't that kind of a shame in a sense? It's good, but it's bad. It's good that people are getting out. You can thank Trump for that, like him or not, as Jennifer just said. But the fact that so many people don't vote, midterm elections, usually presidential elections bring out, and if we're lucky, 60% of the people eligible to vote go out and vote. But it looks like that number will be, it may be as high as two-thirds of those. I've seen numbers in that range, Jennifer. Two-thirds of those who are eligible to vote, whatever that, however you want to define that, will get out and vote today. And I see that 36, 37 million is a huge number, frankly.
It's huge. In fact, just to put it in perspective, early voters in Texas, Nevada, and Arizona, just those three states, have already surpassed total turnout in the last midterm election. So it shows you that people are interested and that we are polarized, that this is going to be probably a long night in some states. Keep an eye on places like on my state of California, where many experts think the House of Representatives could be decided whether or not some Republicans defending seats in California will be able to do that. That could be a path to flipping the House for Democrats. And then keep an eye out on places like Texas, where Beto O'Rourke has spent $35 million to knock off Ted Cruz, who's the incumbent senator there. Arizona has both the Senate and a governor's race.
So where did he
can we
back up a little bit? Mm-hmm. Where did this guy get that money?
A lot who of has contributed?
Well,
a lot of Jimmy Kimmel, Ellen DeGeneres. Those are some of the big Hollywood names behind Beto O'Rourke. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else. I don't know where else all that came from. But I do know that they've been very large donors to his campaign. So he's had some wealthy folks behind him. And he's outraised anybody for any Senate campaign ever.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how those who are, the word elite is used too often. Those who are moneyed, those who are successful, those who have a public image, more often than not, seem to come down on the side of the left. I've always wondered why that. What is there about there? There's an exception. It almost looks like the optics when somebody like Schwarzenegger. Who wasn't even a Trump fan, but people who are highly visible, who take a stand that is not with the rest of the crowd, and how people raise eyebrows, it just seems kind of silly to a point. It's that predictable that people will make the noise. Kimmel is so predictable, and Colbert is so predictable, and some of the other people who are around. Ellen,
you would think that maybe
Oprah
would have scored some points with Jimmy Kimmel. Remember, they did that celebrity charity basketball game against each other.
Yeah, no, well, anyway. So please,
so
that's my argument.
I'd also keep an eye out on Florida. Florida, razor tight Senate and gubernatorial races, so that'll be a big one. Indiana, that's a site where Republicans think they can knock off a Democratic seat along with
how much time did Trump spend in Florida pushing the candidates there?
I think he did two rallies. Well, I know he did more than that, but in the last 6 days, Trump has done 11 rallies, and I believe he did two in Florida.
So he was last night, he was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is Limbaugh's hometown, and Limbaugh flew in to more or less be the master of ceremonies. Did you see that?
I did. That was the way to close
and
out.
Hannity was there to cover it. The two of them together is pretty interesting to hear and see all of that. All right, so anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
I'm just kind of going through some of the battleground states. There's North Dakota. Yeah. There's Missouri.
What do you think is going to happen? I want to know.
New Jersey.
We know this. But what do you think? You're very observant. You're following this stuff much more closely than I am because of, A, your interest, two, the other job you have on the local station in Los Angeles. So where do you think
this
is going to actually shake?
And I don't even know if this is a cop-out. The talk about a blue wave, I don't really think is true.
No.
I don't think a red wave is true.
Nope.
I think traditionally Democrats have a better shot in midterm years when the other party controls all three bodies of all three branches.
Mm.
I'm going to say that the Republicans will probably hold the Senate, and I think they will probably pick up a seat or two. And I think that
what seats will they pick up?
Well, I think there's a really big chance for them to pick up a seat in Florida.
Yeah.
Because I think that Bill Nelson's got a big challenge on his hand from Rick Scott, who's the who's the governor right now.
Yeah, right.
I also think that Heidi Heitkamp is done. Those would be the two easies, I think. I think Donnelly could go, but he's been surging in the poll numbers, so maybe he might be able to fight it out. Joe Manchin certainly at risk, and Claire McCaskill's at risk. So I would say of those five really, really risky seats for Democrats, at least two probably go to Republicans.
I think Cruz loses. I think
I don't.
You don't?
I think no way. He's up by 9 points.
Really?
And I think,
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Republican early voting, it's really interesting because there's also an empty seat in Florida that's been vacated by Jeff Flake, and there's a Republican and a Democrat running.
Flake? I thought he was from Arizona.
That's what I said.
You said Florida.
I said there's an empty seat. I said there's an empty seat in Arizona. Did I? I don't know. I think to say it again. There's an empty seat in Arizona.
Yeah.
Jeff Flake's leaving it behind. There are two women running for that seat. And even though it is too close to call, I still think that the Republican will probably pull it out because the early voting is coming in the favor of Republicans, just like it is
in Texas.
How
much did the McCain family get involved in the race? Were they out at all?
And it's Jeff Flake's seat anyway. He endorsed
Martha McCain. somebody, the McCains could go out and if John McCain was still alive. No, they didn't.
I don't live in Arizona. I mean, I don't know. So if somebody in Arizona lives there and tell, you know, can let us know, I haven't heard that they got involved with this one at all.
Okay.
But I think the early voting's kind of trending in favor of the Republicans. So that means anything. Early voting trended in favor of Democrats in 2016, and Trump came out to win. So,
so many of the polls were. My gut is that the Republicans don't hold on to the House, but not by, it won't be as large a
measure.
That's exactly
what I think.
Yeah.
I think they might. You need 23 seats, or Democrats need 23 seats to flip it from Republican control.
That's going
to
be a lot of work.
I've seen pundits say that Democrats could flip as few as 15, and Republicans keep control of the House, and then they could flip as high as 50. I don't think it'll be as high as 50. Yeah. I'm watching these California races that should be gimmies for the Democrats, and they've dumped a lot of money into these districts, and they're still not looking so hot. Yeah. So, you know, I think it might be around 27, 28, and maybe they take the control of the House by a slim margin, but... Mm-hmm. In any case, get out there, vote.
Get out and vote. Now,
it's important.
If you're tempted to post a photo on Instagram when you go to the polls today, selfies with your ballot, no. Before you pull a lever and tap the screen, know which states allow you to use your phone and which states say no, no, no to selfies. Okay, here are the no selfie states. Ready?
Ready.
Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan.
How am I supposed to take a selfie of Maryland?
Nevada.
Take a picture of your sticker.
No in New Jersey. No in New York, North Carolina, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia. Other states, you can take pictures. A lot of state laws don't specifically cover voting booths, but are pretty clear on sharing marked ballots, so that's pretty stupid anyway. Why would you want somebody to know how you voted? I don't want people to know how I vote. If I want them to know, I'll talk about it on the air or in some other circumstance. But I don't necessarily want everybody to know. Or if I do, as I say, I'll tell people. Alaska, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, Utah, and Vermont. Restraint. And some states are very lenient when it comes to selfies. Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and let's see, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. All right, so there you go. What you can do and what you can't do at the polls as far as taking selfies are concerned. It's really very the state of the states in this era of this kind of technology, really very interesting. But please get yourself, get your butt out, and to what is it, to thine own self be true. Follow your heart, follow your head. Hopefully you've studied some of the issues, especially with our referendums. Here in Massachusetts, we have three, and they're confusing as hell, as usual. I've kind of figured it out. I'm actually, my political friends always ask me when I go to vote, okay, look at the number on the box and tell me what number you are. So, see how it shakes out. I know what number I am when it comes to sleeping well. Number one, because I have my pillows. I got four of them. Actually, I got five of them on my bed. Five pillows. Two for me, one to wrap around, and two for the ghost. If you're tossing and turning around upside down, inside out, you're having a horrible time getting a good night's rest, do what Jennifer does, do what I do. Kara's got a MyPillow. You can get one, too. Go to MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the opportunity this month. MyPillow will allow you to buy any pillow, any one of the pillows in there. Look at the catalog, all those pillows that are there. Want one? You get two. Want two, you get four. Want four, you get six. You understand what I'm saying? No, you want four, you don't get six, you get eight. MyPillow.com. First one you pay for, second one is free. You got to use the DJV code. Use promo code DJV. That's DJV. And then MyPillow.com. Select the one you like. Buy it at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, do it now while you're thinking about it. Get a better night's rest very soon, 21 after the hour.
mother's milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Change, change at the hour on the DJB program. Jennifer and Kara and I enjoying the music from a Donald Trump rally. Crank this up, Kara, will you please? Supporters have been listening to this song for the last couple of weeks. However, it wasn't used with the approval of the person who's doing the performing. Rihanna has posted a reply to somebody who tweeted her talking about Trump's rallies, unlike anything else in politics. And he was in Chattanooga listening to Rihanna's Don't Stop the Music, this song, while they were throwing T-shirts into the crowd. He said it was like a ball game. Everybody was loving it except for Rihanna, who tweeted, "Well, not for much longer. Me or any of my people, we would never be at one of those rallies, so thanks for the heads up." And then she notified whoever. How do you notify? What do you do? Just send out
for, I guess Pharrell did the same thing last week where he sent an official cease and desist. I don't know who that goes
send
to.
Send it to who?
Somehow it gets through.
Regardless of party, because I would feel like this if it were a Republican or a Democrat in the White House. But if you are an artist who releases music to the masses, I don't know if you can tell people who can listen to it and who can't.
I'm not sure about that either. What's the regulation? That'd be a good thing to check out.
Because there was always.
Yeah, when, well,
if you
why,
release it for distribution, then you, yeah. that's
well,
what
not only
do.
That, it's but like, it's exposure. It's playing it. It's giving people the opportunity to hear, hey, I like that song. I'm getting a copy of that. Not that Rihanna needs the money, but, right? Isn't that how?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is I feel like at this point, there's so much music out there that people can kind of pick and choose what audience that they want because she's making so much money anyway. I don't know exactly how it works with distribution. I mean, if there's a possibility that he's making money off of the song, then I guess that's different than just listening to it in your house.
Yeah.
So that's maybe she might have some kind of argument there.
Yeah. Well, we all remember how Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA was used during the presidential race in 2016. He didn't have any problem with that, though, I don't think.
I mean, it's not like she's going up on the stage and singing for him. This is a music that's being plumped in by whatever arenas he's speaking in. So
I'm surprised he hasn't tweeted something by now about it. Frankly.
Doesn't care. He's probably maybe a lot more stuff on his mind.
So, well, that doesn't keep him from tweeting about a lot of other simple stuff.
But usually it has to have a little importance to him, you know, like a baseball game.
Ah, yes, exactly. Okay, also in the music world, the Spice Girls gearing up for their highly anticipated UK reunion tour. This time around, one member will not be there, Jerry Halliwell, who is Spice. Melanie,
Spice.
Who is Sporty Spice, Emma, who's Baby Spice, and Mel, who's Scary Spice, are on the road, but Posh, who's Victoria Beckham, is not participating in the concert tour. She has shifted her focus to fashion. The snob. What is
she,
well,
she also can't sing, so it's probably embarrassing.
That's what I said. It's unfortunate. It'd be fun if she was there, but they're not really losing anything vocally-wise.
Right. Okay, that's good. They last toured in 2008 after the release of their Greatest Hits album. They later reunited for a one-off performance at the closing ceremony of the Summer Olympics. All five sparked reunion rumors earlier in the year. They gathered at Halliwell's London home for a meeting with their former manager, Simon Fuller. However, Ms. Beckham claimed that she was not going to go on tour. After the four announced the tour yesterday, Victoria issued a statement, quote, "Today marks a special day for the girls as they announced the first tour date since we performed together in 2012. I won't be joining my girls on stage, but being in the Spice Girls was a hugely important part of my life. I wish them so much love and fun as they go back on tour. I know they'll put on an amazing show, and the fantastic fans, past and present, are going to have a wonderful time." So there it is. Spice Girls on the road. Woo-ha! 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After headlining 11 rallies over 8 days leading up to this today, Election Day, President Trump says,
"I leave Ohio. Thousands and thousands of people can't get into this massive arena. I just left Indiana. Thousands and thousands of people outside can't get... There's something going on. There's an electricity that feels like 2016.
The president speaking there to Fox News. Democrats facing a steep path in their quest to regain control of the U.S. Senate. They need a net gain of 2 seats to flip control, but several Democratic incumbents are in very tough races. Federal law enforcement agencies say there's no evidence the nation's voting system's been compromised. A joint statement from the FBI, DOJ, and Homeland Security saying there's no evidence of tampering that would prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally votes. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How do you do? 34 after the hour. This is the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria out again today. And if you would like to comment on some of the things that we're talking about here, the best way to do it is to use our Twitter, Twitter sites.
Twitter page?
Twitter page. At Jennifer Horn. Stop you laughing.
Your Twitter
at
handle? Jennifer Horn. What do you call it?
At DJ V Show. All right, I'm writing it.
Those
right
newfangled
and then
websites.
I don't know. And then I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't know what you do call it.
Twitter handle. Okay, there it is. Now I won't make that mistake again. All right, so anyway, at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, at Doug Steffen. The election is the big kahuna. I'm looking at some of the things here in Massachusetts where I am. As Jennifer was talking about California, here we vote for the same governor we have again, a Republican. Pretty unusual. He'll win 2-1 over his lightweight loser Democratic challenger. It's too bad we don't have somebody to get rid of the lightweight junior senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who is... I'm more amazed at how this woman has even gotten where she is the more I nose around. She is like, I don't even know what she's
running for president, Dougie. She's running for president.
So she'll get no place. Anyway, there are 9 congressmen, and there isn't any challenge to any of them from any Republicans of any note. All of them are Democrats. They'll all get reelected. So anyway, that's what goes on here. Is your vote going to count? A lot of people ask that question. Jennifer, does it count? And when you look at all the misinformation that's around, we wonder out loud about the hackers, the foreign interference. Cybersecurity concerns are something that ought not to be taken lightly. I don't know how they might impact, but, you know, in the case of this, I'm making a case for your vote being very important because of all of the fringe things that could take away somebody else's vote, literally and figuratively. The security of the voting, the integrity of the election. So I think that there's a, I have a lot of misgivings as to whether all the votes count, because I think there is a lot of a problem here with a lot of stuff. Do we really feel like we are secure? Is cybersecurity something? How is your election? Are you doing yours electronically? See, we don't. In my community, you have a paper ballot. We go in. There have been times over the last week or so you could go into the city hall and vote if you wanted to early. And you could vote early in other circumstances, mail in the things. But I think if you've got these very highly the electrified, I don't know, supposedly technology, very technical stuff. You go in and there's a lot of technology. I think that's very vulnerable. I think you can make an argument that these things are very, very vulnerable. I'm looking at some reports from some FBI agents on the threats that have been presented by the hackers and the Russians and the misinformation. The Chinese are in on it to a point, but mostly it's the Russians. But if you're concerned, I think it's really it's something that you ought to be really concerned about. And I don't know what you do about it. If you have electronic voting, I don't know what you do.
They say the DOJ is going to be really out in full force at polling places throughout the country where there's risk for voter fraud, just to make sure. But I think as we progress, polling places, they say, are going away, and we're going to be forced into electronically casting our ballots, whether that's online or in some sort of polling place scenario. But I'm with you. I don't trust that. If we're worried about Chinese and Russians and North Koreans hacking things, why in the world would we trust our one vote that we all get to cast to some sort of, I don't know, just electronic hope that we'll be able to protect it? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. And there are a lot of
paper ballots. You can always track it back. As old fashioned as it may seem, there's always the paper trail, right?
Yeah. So apparently the most vulnerable state is Georgia, because they have voting machines. The protection is dubious, no paper backup, so they expect a lot of foul play in Georgia. So what's at stake in Georgia? Who's running for what? Do they have governor?
The governor's race is a big one. It's Brian Kemp, who's the Secretary of State in Georgia, running against Stacey Abrams. And if Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, wins, she would be the first female African-American governor in the state. She's had all of the big guns out. She's had Oprah there this weekend. She's had Obama out there. And it's supposed to be very tight in this race. There's also some voter suppression lawsuits going on in the state right now about redistricting and who's voting where and all of this. So that state could be kind of sticky, especially if there's challenges to whether or not the votes cast actually should count.
Yeah. The guy who's running for governor on the Republican side is the current Secretary of State, who's responsible
for the voting.
A vote tampering. Yeah, nothing to worry about here. We're fine. Yeah, baloney. Okay, so that is the story of the day. A lot of things that we are concerned about may be settled today, maybe not. Maybe there'll be more questions than answers after all of this, but certainly that's part of the story. Today is not only voting day, but today is National Nachos Day. Wow. Listen to this, Jennifer. Because of nachos being around In 1943, apparently, on the border of Mexico and Texas, the wives of 10 U.S. soldiers stationed at Fort Duncan, which is in Eagle Pass, Texas, crossed the border into Piedras Negras, Mexico. When they stopped to eat at Club Victoria, the chef, whose name was Nacho Anaya, threw together a snack to give them, called it Nachos Especiales, special nachos. That's 1943. 1954, his recipe published in St. Anne's Cookbook by the Church of the Redeemer down in Eagle Pass. There are many variations of nachos, ballpark nachos these days, covered with jalapenos and melted cheese, invented by Sal and Margarita Manriquez, popular at sports stadiums now. Sal Manriquez started selling them as Margarita's State Fair Nachos at the State Fair in Texas, 1964, and in 1975 asked to sell them at Arlington Stadium, where the Rangers then were playing. Manriquez was turned down, later found out the stadium was selling a version of his nachos anyway. Barbecue nachos are popular in Memphis, which included barbecue pork shoulder, barbecued sauce, and some kind of pork and pineapple combination. They're popular in Hawaii as well. So, do you like nachos, Jennifer? You like?
I do. Nachos? Who doesn't? Come on.
I don't think I've. Would I have had one with fish in it? Maybe. What do they?
Oh,
you go to.
Why are you having nachos with fish?
You are. Because
I don't want nachos with any of this other crap
it's
in it.
Well, you can do it without
chips
meat.
With cheese. Yeah. Most of them don't have meat. A lot of them. Yeah. I mean, maybe bacon, but most of the time it's just cheese and like pepper.
So maybe I'm eating something else. What else is it? Tortilla, maybe.
A taco, maybe.
Tacos, fish tacos.
Taco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, nachos, the stuff they serve just to cover that gooey yellow cheese on them?
Sometimes, or they can use real cheese, and sometimes they can put beans, and sometimes, what else is normal? Sometimes chicken you get.
Yeah, I would say most of the ones I get, it's got cheese, beans, peppers, jalapeno, stuff like that.
Can we get them at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Jennifer?
No, you cannot.
Oh, okay, just thought I'd do. All right. Let's get to the, what? Excuse me?
We need to get
you
outside more. We need to get you outside and experiencing life. Okay. I feel like somewhere between, do they put fish on nachos and Ruth's Chris, there's a happy medium, a broad space where we can get you out and experiment with things.
Okay. Well, you can do that. I don't have any time. What are you doing this weekend? I think I have a fairly full schedule this weekend.
Speaking. I'm actually, I have a speaking engagement this weekend.
Yeah.
Just some Republicans.
Really? That's a shocker. I'm surprised to hear that. They'll all be celebrating whatever they can celebrate. All right, so
that's
let's do
the theme of my speech. I can't even write it till I know what they're going to celebrate.
Yes.
Hopefully there'll be at least something I can find.
All right. Okay, let's see what's going on in the world of television. Interesting, speaking of the election, Fox and NBC both pulled that Trump ad for it being, they said, racist. They said they would not air the Trump campaign's racist anti-immigrant advertisement today. NBC announced it yesterday, doing so after a backlash over its decision to show the spot during Sunday Night Football, which is one of the highest rated programs on television. After further review, they said, we recognize the insensitive nature of the ad and decided to cease airing it across our properties. Fox followed suit. Upon review, Fox News pulled the ad, will not appear in either Fox News Channel or Fox Business Network, said the ad manager. So I haven't seen the ad. I don't know.
I haven't either. I reserve my judgment because I haven't seen it, but several of the networks decided not to air it. So
have you got the audio of it, Kara? Can we hear the audio? Let's listen. I just want to hear what the audio is of this.
You'll have to give me a couple minutes to find it. I haven't watched it either, and I'm not sure what the audio is like. I just know that it has a guy in court from jail, I guess, who is an immigrant.
Yeah. Well, there is a problem. I mean, whether you like it, if you can find it, fine. If you can't, it's all right. But for me, the immigrant problem is a problem because of things like that. There are far too many people here illegally who would be deported. They come back again, commit crimes. I'm not talking about a few people. I'm talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And that's one of the big burrs in my bonnet about the immigration problem. And it gets sloughed off by some people. Oh, well, that's only a few. No, sorry, it isn't just a few. There are a lot of people who are in this country illegally who have committed crimes, and their only punishment has been to be deported, and as soon as they get back to wherever they came from, they figure out how to get back here again. How many drunk, driving, death? I mean, there are hundreds of people in this country who have been killed by drunk drivers, drunk illegal drivers. And people say, oh, how do you back that up? Just look at the stats over the past, take any number, take 20 years if you want, 25 years. It's an outrage. So I don't know what the content of the ad is, but I think it certainly is something that needs to have the light of day. We need to have some light shine on that, on the issue, because it gets swept under the rug by the people. Say, oh, there's only a few. No, not just a few. All right, so did you find it, Karen?
Well, it looks like it's basically down everywhere. Like, there are articles talking about it, but there is not
no
a video.
Audio. No, okay. All right, well, we kind of know what we're talking about. All right, so Jen, what about TV? Mostly the networks are having coverage tonight, probably no regular programming. Is that right?
Well, there's some wall-to-wall election coverage, though, certainly. There's also some college basketball tonight. ESPN has a State Farm Champions Classic, Michigan State versus Kansas, and Duke versus Kentucky. That starts at 7 o'clock on ESPN. There's also the season finale of The Purge. That's on USA tonight.
What
at
an
10.
Awful show. Awful.
Well.
Awful.
Okay.
Really? It is.
All right, here's what you can find on the networks. On ABC, new episode of The Conners. That's at 8. The Kids Are All Right at 8:30. Blackish at 9. Splitting Up Together at 9:30. The Rookie at 10 o'clock. CBS is going to do CBS News campaign coverage, but in some markets you will get a new episode of NCIS either before or after that coverage, depending on where you are across the country. The CW, all new tonight. The Flash and Black Lightning are new at 8 and 9. Fox is new. The Gifted is new at 8, followed by Lethal Weapon at 9. And on NBC, the same thing will happen. You'll get a new episode of The Voice, which is a look back at the season so far, kind of a best of mix. And then you'll also get election coverage either before or after that episode. Again, if you're on the East Coast, it'll happen before. If you're on the West Coast, it'll happen after. So there you go. Some
Rookie.
New stuff tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good. All right, let me bring you around to the website for Life Change Tea, getthetea.com. Their tea is number one. Nothing does what Life Change Tea does. They have no competition. Life Change Tea helps to support your healthy body. It tastes great and leaves you feeling refreshed. That's really about as much as it cleans you out. There's no gimmick here. It detoxes your colon. Nothing around does what Life Change Tea does. Nothing. So if you want to stop the gas and the problems, you want to help your health, help yourself to health, you can find, there's all kinds of other products at GetTheTea.com, but this one really is superb. So let's change your life with Life Change Tea. We drink it through the course of the program. It's an herbal formula designed to clean and rid your body of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. And as I say, the only way to get it is to go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV, and it's shipped free. More energy, your body's healthier, all kinds of really great reasons for you to go to life GetTheTea.com, get Life Change Tea, see what else they have. This will get rid of those intruders in your bod, man. Remember, all the focus on our gut from the GAPS practitioners, the doctors on this program. Check it all out. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it free. Don't forget to check out any health questions you have at the new DJV Health News website, DJVHealthNews.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This Tuesday, it's the DJV program with Tech Talk Time. As Victoria is out, I am in as your technologist. I thought the most interesting story as we face the day is the fact the Supreme Court said they will not talk about net neutrality. They're not going to hear a net neutrality appeals case. They announced it yesterday, won't hear the case against the net neutrality regulations that came in during the Obama era, even though the rules have already been rolled back by the FCC. Now, here's what the case is about. A group representing Internet service providers asked the justices to throw out the lower court ruling that upheld net neutrality. They argued the FCC didn't have the authority to impose the restrictions, which ban Internet providers from blocking or slowing down traffic to users or offering what's called paid fast lanes. Supreme Court didn't give a reason as to why they refused to hear the appeal, though it did say three of the court's justices would have sided with the trade group. So anyway, a lot of challenges to net neutrality, which is appropriate because it's an outrage that it is going down the road that it's going down, frankly. In a moment, a focus on Facebook. Right now, though, after a number of years of discovering alien planets, the Kepler Space Telescope is running out of juice.
The Geek Out. After almost 10 years and discovering 70% of the known alien worlds, the Kepler Space Telescope has run out of fuel. The mission of the Kepler was simply to scan the universe and send back images and data to inform about planets and stars, and it did that with great success. And to NASA's credit, at one point they were even able to recover the craft from an unstable state and give it a new and expanded purpose. The telescope, which orbits the sun, was so successful at discovering things, scientists still have almost 3,000 more areas it detects subjected to review. And if that's not enough, the Kepler provided data on more than a half million stars. If you'd like to learn more about the Kepler, we've posted a link about it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Facebook, gearing up for the holiday season by launching a small number of pop-up shops around the U.S. See, this is, we were talking about this last week here, remember? How many of these organizations that have just been online now are putting their shops into the malls around the country because they know they need the foot traffic? So Facebook announcing that it will open pop-ups with 100 brands in 9 different Macy's locations. Pretty smart. The products will be available for purchase through the pop-up shops. There's some of the most loved brands on Instagram and Facebook, so they say. Some of the brands include Love Your Melon, which is an apparel line. I don't know anything about that. Do you know anything about Love Your Melon?
I've never seen that, but I guess it's an apparel line that raises awareness to fight pediatric cancer. So it kind of depends who you're following. If you're the kind of person who follows a ton of mommy blogs and accounts, then you probably see that a lot.
Yeah. There's a tepid step here, but it's something acknowledging that these shops, these stores, the traffic in the malls is important. So they're going to start at locations in New York, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, San Antonio, Vegas, L.A., San Francisco, and Seattle today. And the shops will be open at least through Valentine's Day next year. See how they do. That's a pretty interesting step. Also in the technology department, 7-Eleven announcing it's installing scan-and-go technology in their stores in Dallas. Allow customers to scan the barcodes of items they want to buy and then pay through their phone. Apple Pay, Google Pay, that kind of stuff. Customers need the 7-Eleven Rewards app to complete the transaction. People have to scan a QR code on their way out of the store to confirm payment. The entire process done through the 7-Eleven Rewards app, which will determine when customers are within range of an equipped store and will load the feature automatically. My God, where are we going with all this stuff?
All I'm saying is that I use the scanner checkout at the grocery store. I typically don't go to a person, but let me tell you how many times people have issues with it. This is going to be the entire store of 7-Eleven. It's going to just be people having issues trying to check out.
That would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A different way of getting gas, I guess, at the 7-Eleven. All right, so that's it. There are a couple of things for you to chew on technologically. Speaking from your technologist, Doug Steffen, at 59 after.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.